Hong Kong is moving ahead to pass more national security legislation that it says is needed to stabilize the region. Critics say the legislation is too broad and gives even more power to Hong Kong's government, and therefore Beijing, to control civil society. So we had NPR's Emily Fang look into the bill.
The bill is called Safeguarding National Security, and it's actually mandated by Hong Kong's own constitution under Article 23, requiring Hong Kong to create laws to punish treason and secession. But when Hong Kong first tried to do that in 2003, this happened. Mass protests that forced Hong Kong lawmakers.
Executive Council, very early this morning, the Executive Council decided to defer the resumption of second reading of the Basic Law 23.
To shelve the proposal. That was more than 20 years ago. Hong Kong activist Sam Yip was in high school then, and it was the first ever protest he joined since the city came under Beijing's rule in 1997. He says it was life-changing.
That's quite impressive for me because, well, I can never imagine that Hongkongers, Hong Kong peoples at the time, really that supportive on democracy.
But having failed in 2003, Hong Kong will finally pass new Article 23 legislation in the coming weeks. A full draft was released last Friday. For Yip, Article 23 is deja vu.
The PRC can interfere on Hong Kong because they've extended definition on state secrets.
And the proposal is on top of a drastic national security law China, or the PRC, already passed in 2020 for Hong Kong. Hong Kong politician Regina Ip was the city security minister back in 2003. She championed the idea of pushing through an Article 23-related law, and she is now one of the new bill's staunchest defenders, saying on this talk show it was needed during mass protests in 2019.
Now, we would have had the offense of secession and subversion, overthrow of government, which means that if the rioters started waving pro-independence banners, we could have prosecuted them, which means that it would not have been necessary for Beijing to step in and introduce its own national security law.
The current Article 23 bill is way more aggressive than the version it proposed in 2003. It can deny people arrested access to a lawyer at first, or a lawyer of their choice. It's also created new types of offenses. So, for example, unauthorized acts related to a computer or electronic systems can be punished by up to a life sentence under the proposal. The vagueness of this language and how terms like national security and state secrets are used in the new bill are alarming to legal experts, including Alvin Chung, an affiliate scholar at the U.S. Asia Law Institute at New York University.
It's clear that the current bill much more closely tracks the mainland's all-embracing concept of national security.
The mainland, as in the rest of China, where authorities just widened their legal catch-all definition of national security to include, quote, work secrets. Hong Kong is now moving at a rapid clip to pass the new legislation. In 2003, there was a three-month period where the public submitted opinions and debated the bill's merits before it was quashed.
Whereas what we see now with 2024 is, you know, a 30-day consultation overlapping with the Lunar New Year holidays.
The new bill is now being pushed full speed through a legal committee in Hong Kong and is expected to be passed by next month. Emily Fang, NPR News.